I made the rounds of the zendo downstairs. There was a loud beep, beep, beep noise coming from the kitchen. So I went to check, and it turned out to be the sound coming from the rice cookers, the pressure cooker. The brown rice is ready for lunch. The fire was off. So the Tenzo placed a wet cloth over the hole in the pressure cooker. And with that, just that small adjustment, the loud noise was quelled. So I said, good, good. And then I came upstairs. The noise doesn't reach up here because it was quite loud downstairs, even after passing through two doors. The exact same now, but if the place is different, different conditions appear. A different world is born. Wherever you find yourself sitting in this room or that, you accept it. Good. Fine. You don't let your mind get in a muddle. I'd like to change this. I'd like to for this to be that way. You accept now, here, as it is given you. What's more, you are practicing just exactly as you have been shown. You work from the tanden, stay in the tanden, and from the tanden you just sit, shikantaza. Or you do mu, the sound of one hand, your original face, or you're counting the breath, or you're following the breath. Ultimately, in each practice, body and mind is sincerely melded into this one truth, in perfect harmony with this one truth. When one is in accord with time, place, and circumstance, now, here, where is there any solidity? Where is there any me? Any I, me, mine. When you're giving your all to this one doing, is there any me? Fundamentally, no thing abides for even an instant. There is no solid form. Yesterday is already today. The day before yesterday is already yesterday. And today, 100 days, 1,000 days, 10,000 days, 10 million days, time in billions and trillions, just this instant. This instant. Heart and soul earnestly in accord. Now here, everything is received. Open and honestly, altering form in accord with changing conditions. The multitude of forms which appear are not solid. Not even for an instant is any form abiding. In sum, there is no self. All things are born of causes and conditions. All conditioned things are without self-nature. Each dot, each speck, is born of cause and brought to life in circumstances and conditions. Born of causes and conditions, the world is perpetually fresh, new. Certainly, there is no fixed permanent self. Because there is no solidity, no self-nature, this idea of self that you anguish over does not exist. All conditioned things are without self-nature. Without self-nature, there is no going, no coming. With no going, no coming, there is no abiding, no grasping. No grasping, only great emptiness. course, if you hear this with the attitude, so then what difference does anything make? You're way off the mark. Just now, not so much as a hair, incomparably profound and minutely subtle, is false. Just now, this which appears is a living example of karmic inevitability. Karma is inevitable. All things are born of causes and conditions. All conditioned things are without self-nature. Without self-nature, there is no going, no coming. No going, no coming, no attaining, so no attaining, great emptiness. Great emptiness. This we call prajnaparamita. See into the reality of emptiness, and no matter what happens, no matter when, where, what, it is only, always, perfect original mind. Nothing is in excess, nothing is excluded. Perfect virtue, absolute merit. I'm always saying this and only this to you. Because your reality is perfect virtue, absolute merit, you do not need to hesitate. You are the master of original mind, beyond comparison, just as you are. And your responsibility is vast. The responsibility to all the world for the limitless blessings received. This is great gratitude. Great. When we use the word great, we use it to mean limitless. Great beyond comparison. Great gratitude to all the world. Your responsibility is to show your gratitude. It could never be enough to feel good yourself. You want to give and give to serve others. Everyone is receiving all, no matter what form is taken, no matter how it appears. So how can you judge and compare and feel envious? Self, other, are not two. You must come to see through duality, this and that discriminating mentality. Little by little, little by little, you become now here. Now here. Continue this practice. Now here, one. You will come to see that there is no permanent self. There is no fixed being which must be embroiled in gain and loss and this and that. You come to see that this I, which has been so miserable, does not exist. There is nothing artificial in truth. In truth, all is truth. This is all I'm ever saying to you. It is just as Shakyamuni Buddha so kindly taught, heaven and earth, one root, all things, one body. How intimate, how close, one life, can never be taken away, never harmed, no habits can stick. This one truth is immovable, universal. Every day, everything seems to be changing, though, doesn't it? As long as you continue to think that there are things which are changing, you will see only change, hear change, believe in changes, feel changes. It is as if you are gazing upon the surface of the great ocean. The waves roll with the winds in all directions. in accord with time, place, circumstances. Myriad forms appear, changing small waves to large waves to medium waves. The waves always appear to be changing, but the great ocean itself neither increases nor decreases. This is only a rough analogy to truth, of course. But if you were taken in by the surface, by the superficial, ever-changing conditions, you will always have objections, and you will always have the urge to reason it out. The source of the source, the truth of truth, is immovable. It is universal. This is what we chant in the Hanya Shingyo. All things are essentially empty, not born, not destroyed, not stained, not pure, without loss, without gain, without loss, without gain. Always just one. Above and below the heavens, oneself. This life can never be taken away. This life is never lost. This life is never diluted. There are many, many people who are ill, who are very sick. The hospital beds are full. Their families and caregivers are wearing themselves out, both mentally and physically. We have sicknesses which attack all parts of the body. Some people succumb to painful diseases which spread throughout the entire body. So what will you do if you see someone you love suffering that way? What if you yourself must suffer a horrendous disease? Before that happens, I pray that you come to understand that true life is perfect, complete, untouchable, imperishable, eternal. True life is your own true mind. May you not have to be saddened because you must lose this superficial life which you still perceive to be all that there is. May you, to whatever extent possible, accept and receive the truth of original mind. And how do you do this? How do you receive original mind? If you are counting the breath, just count. Do your very best. Give your whole self to this breath, this one count. Stay with it, even if your arm is being torn from your shoulder, even if your nose is being wrenched from your face. One. Just count one. One is everything. When you count two, just count two. Even if your eyeballs are being ripped from the sockets, just count two. You must see in change that which does not change. If you are taken in by only change, you will live in turmoil. Even though you don't ask for it, before you know it, you're 50, you're 60, you're 70, you're 80 years old. You're asking, wow, how did I get to be this old? Just no time ago, I was a little kid playing. There is no stopping. Time waits for no one. Yesterday definitely becomes today. Today definitely becomes tomorrow. It appears to you that things are changing from this thing to that thing to this thing, all independently. But when you see into that which does not change, heaven and earth are one root. All things, one body. All being is perfectly interdependent. this one body, one truth, cannot be grasped, cannot be held, it cannot be thrown away. Nothing can be done, nothing need be done. In the Hotsuganmo, in the middle, we chant, thus Duge said, those in the past who were not yet enlightened will now be enlightened. So please, with courage, give up your restlessness, your looking to this and to that, your wandering. Give up your worries and your searching. Be decided in truth. Settle yourself into the source. Those who in the past were not enlightened will now be enlightened. In this life, save the body which is the fruit of many lives, lifetime after lifetime. It is said that Shakyamuni Buddha took human form some 8,000 times. The number 8,000 is far too low. We have all passed lifetime after lifetime. This life, this body is the fruit of countless lives. If you pass this life looking off from truth, how ungrateful. You are snubbing your nose at the limitless blessings which are yours. Even as you partake of the kindness of the world, even as you eat the feast, you complain of hunger. Things aren't right, it's not enough, I wish this could be different. When Buddhas were not enlightened, they were like you are now. Even the Buddha before awakening, even the Buddhas before awakening, were looking off restlessly in duality. If you become enlightened now, you will be like the old Buddhas. I could say that you will be an old Buddha, but that state is not attained at once. The awakening must be polished, polished, and refined. But this one doing, this chitande that you do now, your one doing is repaying the blessings that you receive. With this one doing, you're returning all the kindness of the universe. This one doing is the one doing wholehearted joy. Your one doing is the one doing of salvation, inherent salvation of all beings. So, please, carry through with your practice. No one here has any reason at all to be discouraged. If you become enlightened now, you will be like the old Buddhas. You should reflect deeply upon this. It is the transmission, the direct transmission of Buddha. This is the path, the way, to your own enlightenment. How could you think that you can attain? Yes. How could you think that you cannot attain enlightenment? How could you think that this is too much for you? If you are very thirsty and you are given a glass of cool water, here, please, drink. You accept it gratefully, and without stopping to breathe, you drink it down gulp by gulp. This is life. You are directly in touch with life always. But is it enough just to know with your intellect? Of course not. You must awaken to the blessings of life. If you think intellectual understanding is sufficient, if you don't really drink down that glass of water, you've still got more suffering and more struggle before you. You will continue to be thirsty. You're still going to be led around by your desires. I want this to be different, I want that. As long as you're still a child, there will be a repetition of those desires and complaints and struggles. But true self does not flounder in that state forever. There is correspondence between Buddhas and sentient beings. We are receiving the saving grace of Buddha. Buddha is responding to our deepest call. Of course, we will come to feel ever more deeply that grace. Without a doubt, we will finally open our eyes to the bounty of true mind. I'm taking up too much of your valuable practice time now. Your practice, Chitante, Ichitante. This one doing is the fruit of your total devotion. Dedicate yourself to this one doing. Those in the past who were not enlightened will now become enlightened. In this life, save the body which is the fruit of many lives. When the Buddhas were not enlightened, they were like you are now. If you become enlightened now, you will be like the old Buddhas. Reflect deeply upon this. It is the exact transmission of a verified Buddha. If you repent in this way, you will surely receive profound help from all the Buddhas and ancestors. Help which you cannot see with your eyes. Revealing and disclosing your lack of faith and practice before the Buddha, the power of this revolution melts away the roots of transgressions. Honestly, sincerely, do just this one doing, only. Be one with this. Be one with this. Become this one doing. Mind is not two. Mind is not two. This is the genuine true practice. The one color of practice, the mind which truly has faith, the body which truly has faith. Carry right through. You must come to see within change that which does not change. Original mind is perfect merit, absolute virtue. Perfect merit, absolute virtue. That does not describe somebody else. Truth is you yourself, so perfectly intimate, most intimate. So please, don't hesitate. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.